7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Why is it windy here? Okay, let's go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and it wasn't supposed to be like this. Hey, and somebody's stacking up rocks here. Okay. I'm looking down into the creek. Hold on. Take my sunglasses off. Okay, right. So what was I talking about? Dubious Goals Committee. Hi, my name is Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm out walking around today, outdoors. And if you can hear the crackling of, you know, high voltage power lines, yeah, that's because I'm over at Tranquility Park on the gyro ball side. And for some reason, it's a little windy, and it's a little cooler today, too. But I am in direct sun, and I want to be out of it as soon as possible. This might not be smart. Is this smart? Am I being smart? Probably not, but that's okay. Oh, I slept fairly well, and I got up a little bit earlier than normal. And yesterday, as the sun was starting to go down, the temperature really dropped, the wind really picked up. It was very, very overcast. But did we get any rain? No, of course not. So again, it's still just bone dry out here. But yep, here we are, Tranquility Park. What are we doing? We're looking for marmots. Are we going to see anything? I don't know. There's like 6 cars in the parking lot. Now one guy's training his dog out on the gyro ball fields. So maybe this isn't all bicycles. But let's just see what we can find. I don't know how long we're going to be out here. It is supposed to get warmer. And so we may have to turn around at some point. But basically, I'm now... What was that? I can hear voices. Damn. I'm walking through the little fox zone, which is always tricky if a bike comes, because there's nowhere to jump off the path. But now... Oh, interesting. I'm sneaking up on the scary tree and the scary tree den. But the grass is so tall now that you can't see anything. We've got total ground cover. And this has actually been mowed. The trail has been mowed. Probably for the first time this year. So... if there's mantis over there, they can hear me, but they can't see me unless they jump up on a log. So I'm looking, but no, I'm not seeing anything. Can barely see down into the creek. Yeah, well, everything is really, really, really getting overgrown. Wow. We got tall grass everywhere. We got leaves on trees. I can see little mati paths through the grass. I can hear people talking, but it's on a PA system or something way across the creek. What's over there? Don't know. Looking around. Huh.
Where's my dudes?
You'd think this would be a good day to find sunning marmots. But as of yet, I see nothing. So I'm going to keep moving forward. Shubba, shubba. I saw a cool name last night. It was obviously Greek. Greek names are always super great. And what was this guy's name? I never did learn it. I never did learn it at all. And this was kind of funny. Because I was watching more three cushion billiards. And I was watching this match. Wait, is somebody coming? I was watching this one particular match between two guys. A Vietnamese guy whose last name, his family name, was Ma. Spelled in English, just M-A. A very short name, two letters, Ma. Straight and to the point. He is playing a Greek gentleman who had a name that was so long that it couldn't fit in the little score bug. It could not fit in the computer graphic that was overlaid on the screen that says the guy's names and their current score. Awesome. And Greek guy's name was Polychrono. Period. So yeah, the only thing that could fit on the screen was Polychrono. And I was sitting there thinking, what is this guy's name? Because the funny thing about this is, this footage of the games that I watch is not commentated. It is not commented upon. There's no talking. It's just here. Watch the game. And it's great coverage. It's three camera coverage with the camera right above the table and everything. But it's like, it must be the raw feed. Recordings of the raw feed. And so I never heard anybody, there was no announcer announcing the names of the players. So I never heard anybody say this guy's name, Polychrono's name. Now, if I had to guess, I would say his name was probably something like Polychronopoulos. Because whenever you have a really long Greek name, it often ends in opolis. I'm looking into the creek here. I'm not seeing any action. There's a family of bikers out here. And whereas none of them are actually wearing yellow jerseys, they all got the backpacks that are like, you know, the water bags, the camelbacks. And they all got the cool thing on the... They all got the cargo that they've got on their luggage rack. Oh, it's family day out here. And the parents can't ride bikes. They've had to get off the bikes and walk them. Oh my God. No comment. And she won't stop screaming. She stopped right there by the horizontal forest. She can't go on. She's yelling at the other guy. Oh God. Yeah, so there's not going to be any marmots in the horizontal forest today. Big wind. Okay. Yeah, this is just going to be a wind show. I'm having a lot of difficulty caring now. You know what? In fact, I'm turning around. This is gonna be a big bust. It's already way too windy. So we're just gonna turn around. Walk on out of here. And wonder about that guy's name. Polychronopoulos, what else could it have been? Polychrononiki? Trying to think of other terminal syllables in Greek names. Polychrono. Many times. So I gotta wonder, has this guy been a multiple champion of three cushion billiards? Is that what his name means? Polychrono winner? Polychrono championship? Or if it's Polychronopoulos, does that mean a city with a lot of time zones? It's a big place. But actually, that's a different opolis. Alright, so this show is turning out to be one of those really good ones. And you know what the funny thing is I was trying to make better shows for Fridays. Today is Friday, isn't it? Today's... Why aren't these kids in school? School ends any day now. I imagine some schools are probably out. The parochial schools always get out a little bit earlier than the public schools. Anyway. Wait, what was I just talking about? Polychronopoulos? Poly, whatever the guy's name was. Cool name, whatever it was. Yeah, but I gotta go to the grocery store. Is that the most important thing I need to do today? Other than this, of course. The dubious goals committee. I need food. I don't know what I want. It's getting to be that weird time of year again. Somebody behind me or not, where I have some difficulty eating. And that's starting up. So even if I do go to the store, what is it that I'm going to buy? Well, I don't know. What am I hungry for? Nothing. See, that's the thing. I've got to get some vegetables and probably some lettuce so I can make a salad. But I'm not hungry for salad. I don't know what I want to eat. You know, the other day I was kind of thinking I wanted barbecue, but I don't want barbecue. I sort of want barbecue, but that's not it. Well, Tope, why don't you just get some sandwich stuff? Yeah, that's the thing. The last time I, quote, just got some sandwich stuff, end quote, it wasn't good. I mean, the food was good. It wasn't rotten. I'm just saying, when I ate it, it did not taste good to me. It was just blah. And I don't want blah. Because my life is about ugh. Or yay! That's all I get. And so I don't want ugh. I only want yay! And so I gotta find something to eat that is yay and not ugh. Because I have felt like ugh for the last couple of days. And now I need yay! I don't know. So, maybe I'll go to the store. I don't know. But, maybe... Hey, wait a minute. Oh, this is sure weird. I didn't realize there was a cave right here. I've never seen this. Let's go into this cave. Oh, wow. This is amazing. I didn't know that there was a deep, dark, stone-walled cave in here. And oh my God, wait. What are these strange lights? What are these knobs? Oh my God, it's a cave full of synth.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so some synth action today with no live microphone. Why? Because right across the street, I've got tree trimmers. We've got chainsaws. We've got leaf blowers. We've got wood chippers. And we've got synth? How does that work? Well, no one is quite sure. It is, of course, all extraordinarily mysterious. And while I was messing with this just now, I just realized that... Was this not working? Why is this thing not on? What is happening here? Why is this... Now, I realize you're probably hearing lots of great sound. Yeah, that's not my synth. That's stuff outside. So, hold on a second. Let's fire this back up just so we have clock going. Okay, we got clock. We got trigger to... Oh, this is not going into the thing that it was going in. Now this is going into here. And why is that not... See, we have pitch output going to the thing. And we should have... Well, that's off, but that's on. That should be... Why do I have no sound coming out of the thing? And it should be going... There's my trigger. And it didn't do a thing. Okay, that's okay. Or is it? What if we do this? It's all weird. Okay, let's do it a different way. What if we do it like this? And then we wait for it to trigger. Okay, yeah, that time it... But now we have it plugged into a thing that... Do I even want it into this thing? Is it that important? Oh. Well, let's bring it all back, what the hell. Okay. First of all, that was just noise. Why is this not... Why is everything so damn weird suddenly? Yeah, no, this isn't really working out for me. Bang, 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 bang. What am I doing? Oh yeah, I gotta tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe, and this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Water goes down the drain. And then the beeps start up. out of here.